Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we kick off the week, as we like to do, because it is just the way we do things, and I get sort of sentimental and hung up on certain things that I do. Joining me now from the lovely confines of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. My brain is still on fire from watching school staff learn to be armed defenders.
Yeah.
And I want to test with you, because I think the average person on the street puts those defenders, they want to put them up on a pedestal. Well, so do I, but I think their reasons and my reasons are so very different. Can I go through some examples with you?
Most assuredly.
Because what I notice is that these defenders face the same sort of choices that we do. They've spent more time thinking about the answers. Now, let's face it, when I hear glass break in the middle of the night, it's going to come as a surprise.
Right.
Just because the school staff have thought about it, if they hear a gunshot down the hallway, their first thought is going to be, what the heck? It's what they do next that separates them from me, really. You ready to jump in?
Let's go.
Okay. The part we start with is pretty common. You know, you're in your bedroom at night. You're, like I mentioned, breaking glass. Now you have young children in the bedroom down the hall. What do you do? Do you stay in your room or do you go? Pretty obvious in this case. You grab your gun, your phone, your flashlight. You put yourself between the center of the home and the bedrooms behind you. You call 911 and ask for help.
Right.
Now, even if you don't have a gun, I think you're going anywhere. And you're going to take what you can grab. Is it an umbrella, a golf club, a children's toy bat? Because we're not going to leave our kids unprotected.
No.
So the only question is, okay, if you thought about it ahead of time, if you heard glass break, do you want a plastic bat in your hand, or would you rather have at least mace, if not a firearm? Okay. There's common ground between defenders. Okay. And this is one of my self-defense gun stories. I'm stealing this. I didn't invent it. You're in a restaurant, and you see this unruly customer threaten a waitress with a steak knife. She's backing up. She gets herself trapped behind the bar. There's only one way in. And she grabs a serving tray to hold it up as kind of a shield. And now you're watching something really grim. A guy, you know, now it's the guy's treating it like a game. What, he's going to score points by stabbing this serving tray? You can't sit there and enjoy your glass of wine. This is life and death if it goes bad. So you get up, present your firearm, say, stop or I'll kill you. Put your knife down. The guy puts it on the counter, lays on the floor. It doesn't explain. What bothered me in this article, I would still love video. I can see what Hollywood would do. If I were that waitress, I'd climb over that bar and be out the back kitchen door. I just want a way.
Right.
But even if you do everything right, you probably have to call your lawyer, because now you just got involved. You did everything right, but there's some things you didn't expect.
And you need to be calling the cops because you pointed a gun at somebody.
That's right. Because that is going to be, why did you point your gun at him? Because it was the safest thing we could do to keep, to save human life, right?
Right.
Okay. You've been there a million times as a delivery driver. You're at a local shopping mall. Say you've got your granddaughters with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw Bill Frady into this story.
All right.
You hear gunfire echoing down the central courtyard. You're not alone. I would guess you're grabbing, what happens? I'm guessing you're grabbing the two girls and you're out into the back of one of the stores. You tell me, what do you think?
I'd be looking for an access hallway in between all these stores, or these access hallways where they get deliveries.
Right.
And so in there, most of the time, that's not on them. And you can basically kick your way into one of them. I mean, they're very rarely locked because of fire code and everything else.
All
and,
right.
Yeah, I'm drawing the weapon and I'm pushing them into the entryway, and we're headed towards the outer wall, which as soon as we reach the outer wall, if we turn left or right, we're going to come to a door getting out of the mall.
Right.
And then we're out of the mall.
Right.
And that's...
You're going to worry about making the phone call when you and your granddaughters are in the middle of the parking lot.
I'm probably going to be trying to make it. As soon as I get into the entryway and I'm about halfway down, I'm going to be pulling the phone out and going to speaker and sticking it in my pocket so that I keep both hands on gun. And
okay.
talking to my thighs, I'm walking and just telling them that I'm coming out the mall. You've got an active shooter, and tell them which store of the mall I heard this at, and I'm making my way out. Good luck.
Right. But, and it's not that you don't care about the people behind you. It's that your hands are full with two young people that you're responsible for.
I have to prioritize. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna flip the script.
Okay.
Almost the same. You're a volunteer at a church. You're watching over preschool children, not your grandchildren in this case. But you're also part of the church safety team. The early service ends. Parents are coming to pick up their kids. You hear screams from a nearby building, and you hear gunshots again.
Right. What am I doing in that one? So it really depends.
Yeah.
And since I've never been a part of this, I have one question about these security teams, the school stuff, all this other
stuff.
Do they have communications between them? Instantaneous communications?
Yes. You know what? Let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
I was at one of the schools, and every classroom teacher has a radio.
Okay.
They don't have a PA system. They have each one has a radio.
Okay.
And there's a couple in the office. So they get pretty up-to-date information. I was at a different conference. The guy goes, I'm a maintenance supervisor. You know, half the time I'm tucked in some ugly hole somewhere and no one can hear me. I have a radio for my own safety, but yeah. So
if I'm in a place where I have communications, I'm going to be going on to communications as I secure where I'm at the moment and start to make ready. And I'm going to try to figure out if we know where this is coming from and what this is. And then if we figure out what it is and everything else, and they have ample stuff to respond. I sort of think in this dimension of this, I'm always. Well, you know what? I don't really have enough time to explain this in its entirety. So I'm going to have to hold the reply to that until we get back from the break. But in between now and then, if you would be kind enough to tell them, people listening today, how they can find you, I'd be much obliged.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Oh, gosh, we run an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about every week.
Well, no, not somehow. It's a very target-rich environment. You write about most of it. Well, you write about all of it. What am I saying? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking with Rob Morse, and he had just asked me a question regarding if I'm on a church team. I'm on a church safety team, but I'm actually in a, also, I'm a Sunday school teacher, is that right? And I'm teaching a few,
yeah,
a few kids, or I'm watching some kids and everything, and then I hear shots ring out. So,
Bill, let me set this up.
Yeah.
We went from asking you to defend your grandchildren.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Now you've got 12 youngsters, same age as your grandkids, behind you, and some of their parents coming through the door to pick them up, and you hear gunshots outside.
Oh, well, if I've got their parents coming in, I probably bring their parents into the building where I'm at. They're coming into the room I'm in. And I'm going to try to establish, if I have the communications I'm looking for, I'm going to try to establish, if we know where it is, if we know how many people it is, give me a description, something. Give me a little bit of something to work with. Although, I don't really have, that cannot be the only, I mean, I'm going to have to make a decision. Am I going to move to it, or what am I going to do? And I would hope this would be pre-planned. Like, if we have five guys, and there's three guys able to respond to this, the other two guys need to sort of hold back just in the event that this is actually a timed attack where you have a kickoff attack, and then you have a follow-up attack. Right? So that would be my concern.
What I love about your answer is you're going, this is more, there's no snap judgment that feels right. I need to think about this. I need to plan it. Let me remind you, because the impulse is, well, the kids are safe. I need to go hunt a murderer.
Right.
I love that.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting, and it hasn't happened yet, but I mean, overseas, we've seen these pre-time staggered attacks where they kick off one attack, and then everybody starts to rush to that, and then they kick off another attack 10 minutes later, and then everybody stops for a minute, and they're like wondering, oh, what is going on here? Then they kick off the next attack, and now all of the, when the police are on shift, depending on where this is happening, you know, if you have a 25,000-man police force, you might have 2,000 actually on the street on shift at any given time. And of those 2,000 that are quote-unquote on the street, some of those are administrative, and they're sitting actually at the station. So, and you can't desert everything to roll to this.
Right.
Although that's normally, I think, what does happen. But that would be my biggest concern, is where is it? How big of an area is it? Can we contain it? And if we cannot contain it, or if you guys have got it contained, I'm staying on site. I'm standing fast, just in case.
Right. You can be. Here's what you just pointed out. Hey, I am now guarding our most vulnerable resource.
Right.
A bunch of little kids. Oh my gosh. That's the heart of this organization if they're hurt. Okay, you can always call me up later if that becomes appropriate. But let me remind you, that doesn't mean you're not doing anything. Because the two teenage assistants that you've got working with you, one of them is putting a piece of paper that's sitting right there. They just move it over. Now it's blocked the window through the door. The other one closes the blinds. There's an emergency text number that the organization has. Okay, here's the reports coming in. The advantage of that is you can see what happens. It's not like voice, which if you didn't get the message, it's gone.
Right.
So it has persistence. You can see things unfold. You've got adults, because you just called them in. Hey, it's an emergency. Come inside quickly. Get out of the courtyard area. Good. Now you can have them move a desk in front of the doorway. You already know where the hard corner is in the room. That means the side of the room probably behind the hinge if it's an inward opening door. That's the hardest place for someone coming through the door to get to.
Right.
You're putting all the kids in the back, the adults in front of the kids, and you on the outside forward edge, because if anybody comes through that door, you know right where they'll be and you'll own them. So that's nothing you imagine. That's nothing you invent. You planned that. You probably practiced that.
The other thing is that part of the communications that is most crucial is to make sure, one, where the friendlies are.
Yes.
And you also want the friendlies to try to get everybody else out of the way.
Yep.
Or get them on the ground or something, but get them out of the line of fire.
So
now I'm free at that point. Yep. I am released. I'm unleashed, however you want to put it. I'm free and clear to engage, and that is a That's a splendid feeling to know. That's a splendid feeling to have.
Now, you've in the military, you were in the communications section.
Yeah.
And you know how dangerous it is if someone can insert false communication.
Oh, yeah. We had something called a challenge and a reply. So if somebody called me and said, all right, send, if I got a message saying send artillery to this hilltop, I would forward that to whoever it was sent through. But then now it's up to them to challenge us. I challenged Goldfish. And they would have, if they were legitimate, they would know the answer to this because this changed every day. But
okay.
then they would call back. I authenticate wildfire. And then if they've got the right challenge and the right authentication, then they go ahead and just let it go. But nobody just says, oh, okay, barrage on Hilltop 5. Here we go. Because during North Korea, during the fight in North Korea, the North Koreans developed really good mimics as far as sounding like Americans. So they would get out, they would find our frequencies, and they would call into artillery units and have them shell our own positions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Given with that in mind, that fake communications, and I'm going to put you back in that training scenario.
Sure.
Not the real thing, so you've got a minute. What authentication do you think you need to open the door?
What authentication do I need?
You've got parents and your assistants and little kids behind you. Someone knocks on the door and says, you know, I'm not the big bad wolf. You can come out now. And you go, ooh, I think I'll wait a minute. What? Because just if it's just one person making that, you go, you know what? I think I'm going to wait till when? You probably want some verification of more.
It depends.
More than one
it
source,
depends.
Right?
Like if well, once again, coming up on the next break, I will give the rest of this answer when we get back on the other side. How they find you again?
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation Polite Society podcast. I write at the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. Bill and I have plenty to talk about.
Indeed. Indeed. The answer to the question that he asked me about when is the right time to unbutton? When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. A Hunter Biden friend and associate has testified on Capitol Hill as Republicans keep up the heat on the president's son. In a closed-door hearing today, Devin Archer shared details about foreign deals involving Hunter Biden. Former President Trump is predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of the investigation into his efforts to stay in power after the 2020 election. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it an attempt to cover up allegations of bribes and payoffs aimed at President Biden and his family. Gas prices are surging. NBC correspondent Steve Patterson says they've hit an eight-month high.
As the temperatures and the heat are spiking this summer, so too, of course, unfortunately, are the gas prices. Up to $3.76 now, the national average, over 16 cents from just a week ago.
Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts and record-breaking heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morrison. He's stretching my mental muscles today. He's landed on me, and you just wanted to know what am I looking for as far as an authentication from
right.
And now, see, that begs a question. So if I have these instantaneous communications, are you asking me if somebody comes up and says, we have dealt with this or something, that am I going to go, okay, I challenge so-and-so or whatever over that before I decide to unlock everything? Or what are you asking me? If I have to make if the decision is all on me, is it?
Well, that's the question, because... for all I know, this is the perpetrator who wants to kill kids. And he says, it's all over, come out. I go, ooh, I'm going to, maybe it's one of your staff, maybe it's one of the management of the church.
Right.
But are they doing it, or does someone have a gun to their head? So I probably want verification by text. Oh, yeah, we got the guy. He was in this building. And then a little authentication so that you know that that communication line wasn't spoofed. And then someone knocks on the door and you're all, you know, there are a bunch of upset parents out here that like their kids, and they go, I know, that's why I'm keeping the door locked, because I got to make sure it's the right people who are outside my door before I open it.
It'd be very nice if I, like, whoever that person was, that if it's me, it'd be really nice if I had some sort of access to CCTV. I'm going to presume I don't.
Oh!
I'm going to presume that I don't. So now I have a choice. I can start to open the door if I suspect something. Now, if nothing's on fire, I don't ever have to come out of there.
Yeah, you got all the
things. If I have windows. Now, if I have windows, probably what I'm going to try to do, and it really depends, because you know, some of these places have been redesigned, and I think everybody that is in one of these positions as a security guard, or if you're a teacher or something, one of the things they should have, in addition to even the ones that aren't armed, they should have one of those emergency compressed hammers that, you know, pop the windows on cars and everything.
Ah. Right.
And, you know, you can buy those at a car wash and pop the window and give everybody a way to get out.
Okay.
Because being locked into a room like that is great temporarily. With enough ammo, right, you know that you can chew through just about anything. And it just depends on how, and most of these people would not be that determined, right? But at the same time,
right,
I'm looking for concentric circles of protection. So locked in is good. Egress is better. Getting all the way out of there and out of the area of operations is even more better. And just isolating this one individual who decided he had to pop off this particular day just is the icing on the cake. But as far as when do I take somebody's word for it? I don't know that I would ever do that. I'd be looking for another way out as soon as I lock it up and button it up.
Well, you just brought up, do we have closed-circuit TV? Is that part of the security network?
Right.
So that they can tell people what they're seeing. Oh, okay, I'll open the window blinds to look outside and get verification.
And then you might get
the
shot. Everything you're going to do is going to be risky.
There is no free out. There's just the best solution we can imagine,
yep,
given our limits. And yeah, you're so much better if you've thought about it ahead of time.
And I think if we were to look historically, it was, except for Sutherland, Texas, most of the time they tried to gain entry into the building before they start shooting up the building.
Yes. Sandy Hook, I think the guy actually shot his way through the glass.
Right, but he didn't start killing people till he got in.
Yes, he didn't start shooting people outside.
Right.
There was an interesting comment. One of the teachers said, "Yeah, I've got a contractor coming in to put those hurricane safety films on our glass."
Mm.
And I went, "This is the Upper Midwest. Tornado, maybe?" He goes, "Nope, intruders. I don't want somebody with a set of steel-toed shoes to just be able to kick the bottom of a glass wall and walk right through into my building." Yeah. Things to think about.
It would be real. I'd love to know what kind of glass was on the doors in Nashville.
Yep.
Because Audrey Hale used a 9mm pistol caliber carbine to punch her way in. And quite honestly, I anything like that, that is a passive defensive system. If nothing else, it is more to, that would alert me. Hey,
yes.
You don't normally hear that during the day, gunshots fired and followed by breaking glass. I think something is amiss. Perhaps we should vanish and leave it at that.
Right.
But, all of these passive, everything they do that I consider to be a passive defense system doesn't hold a candle to arming a few teachers in the school.
You're right. But as you just mentioned, when someone shoots at a glass wall,
yeah,
they expect it, and with safety glass, it's headed for the floor, the whole thing.
Right.
What the plastic film does is hold it in place. They have to now beat their way through it. Okay, maybe it takes them all of 10 to 15 seconds to do. Awesome! That gives your defenders 15 more seconds to gather their wits and put a defensive stance in place. It buys you time. It's making good locks on your doors. It's like an alarm system or just a motion light on your front porch. Wait a minute, something's odd. I now need to respond. You're absolutely right. It's not, I was going to say, it's not a bulletproof plan, pun intended.
Well, I mean, there are none. There are none. There's no, you know, like when you look at the green zones and the various combat zones, all those are circles of defenses leading into where it gets really, where everybody wants to be. So the outer ring is very susceptible. And then as you get closer and closer, everything they're breaching takes a minute. And every minute that it takes them to breach that a defense, that means now we can move things to meet you and take your mind off what you're doing. And
yes,
with the only in schools, all they have is what is whatever's in the entryway.
What do you mean by that? Say that another way.
Well, you know, most of them have glass because everybody, nobody wants to go into a building that has no light coming into it.
Ah, gotcha.
But you don't want to you don't want to completely wall it off because then you've taken away in the event that somebody does punch in. Now you're just basically biding your time till it's your time to get shot because you have no way to break out of anything.
Right.
So I mean, there's a lot of things, and there's so many what ifs that somebody can in this particular game of trying to defend schools. I think if you're going to do it, I think what you do is like in Colorado Springs where you were at. You get out there and you get your team trained and in place, and you let them get their communications and the trauma kits and everything else. And then you have a little news blast go out on TV saying, "Today the teachers of Colorado Springs have trained to kill people that come in and try to kill the children." And then you interview some coach who has, you know, has a neck like a gorilla, and he's like, "Yep, we are prepared to not only repel any attack, but we're going to kill those people to death." And then put up signs that say that, and then I don't think you have to worry so much about passive defense.
You're absolutely right, because murderers, these mass murderers, are afraid to fail. Even more than being afraid of death, they think of themselves as failures. And you've said, if you come here, there's a fair chance you're going to fail, and they will go somewhere else. They do. I mean, we see it over and over. But you pointed something else out, and one of the teachers talked about it.
Tell you what, before you point out what I pointed out.
We're there again.
Tell everybody how to find you again, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That latter runs 90 minutes. My little dinky snack food of a podcast, I think the last one was 17 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you. That writing's often picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I'm with Bill at least once a week.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morrison. We have been doing a bunch of hypotheticals and pulling it apart. And you were about to point out what I pointed out, that you noticed that somebody said, and I've lost track of where we were going. So,
well, first, not all situations are the same. I put you in a bind, so you could, in the first example, you could grab your granddaughter's hands and escape from the mall. Now, there are not enough adult hands to take all the young children that you're watching with you.
Right.
Maybe that changes over time. Maybe not. One of the teachers who worked in a high school said, on the first day of class, I don't know these kids. I mean, I've seen them around class. I may have had their siblings. By the middle of the year, I know who I can count on. And all I've trained them. Hey, if there's, we're on the first floor, we're near an exit, you guys are, if something happens, you're going either out the door, or if that's blocked, you're going out the window into the middle of the parking lot. And as you point out, Bill, none of that is a guaranteed, perfectly safe solution. Why don't we all do it? But it's the best thing we have rather than being trapped in a building. We're harder to hurt. It's harder for murderers to rack up a big score when I have you guys scattered through the parking lot.
Right.
What I didn't know, and I always have, I'm prejudiced, I have to admit it. I met teachers that I thought were heroes. Some school administrators, I thought the school boards were pretty much cowards. And some of them, though, have said, if I get in a political fight about arming school staff, I'm afraid I'll lose. So we're going to do it without making the announcement. It's a don't ask, don't tell environment. What was so interesting is then they'd have staff were strongly encouraged to take medical training. And I don't know if you've ever done it where they include even a little bit of fake blood and you're worried about ruining your clothes and your hands are bloody and you go, I'd do anything to make sure this wasn't a kid I carried about, a coworker, a parent. I don't want to be plugging holes. And they went to the school board and said, why don't we have armed staff? All they did, all that sparked them was we asked them to take medical training. It turns out they did have armed school staff, but it was in a don't ask, don't tell environment. And I wondered if that was on accident or on purpose. I bet that medical training is the gateway activity to make everybody think about protecting their kids. I could imagine if a high school said, we're going to run all the staff through a Stop the Bleed class. Every parent is invited to attend. Because if you have an accident at home, you want to know.
Sure.
To me, that's the most ninja political move I've ever heard of.
Well, you know. The biggest thing that I take into all of this possibility of armed, the need for armed self-defense, is it's just like with a tactical response, right?
Yep.
So the first thing you do when you perceive a threat is move.
Yep.
Because movement is life.
Mm-hmm.
That's even a saying in certain Latin American tactical movimiento, esta es vida or something like that. I can't remember what it is. Movement is life. So if you're able to move, and if you're able to, most of us are not very good at shooting a moving target with anything that isn't buckshot. I'm certainly not.
Right.
So, with that in mind, there is no perfect solution, but right. being able to move means and finding an avenue to move, because unless I'm facing an attack, unless you or a school teacher or me or in a church or whatever it is, whatever the situation is, unless we're dealing with a small unit, they don't have all the exits covered. These spree right. shooters, these rampage killers, they are absolutely not. They're not prepared for any sort of a coordinated repel of their attack that may be coming.
I spoke with someone. I had dinner with them. In fact, they were at a church in Colorado Springs that had been attacked. They reminded me that when Jeannie Assange was the gal. I think she was former police officer. I don't think she was active duty anymore. But she was concealed carrying. She heard the gunshots. She moved toward them. She shot the bad guy. There were three other defenders that were within about 50 feet of triangulating in on the same bad guy. So suppose, and the question everybody goes, well, that's just one-on-one. Why would the good guy win? I go, you don't always need to defeat the bad guy. You just tie him down, because pretty soon the world is going to just fall in on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We saw that at the attack in, not Mumbai, in Kenya. At the mall in Kenya, there were these guys that were just, I'll call them recreational shooters. When you shoot combat handgun, it's pretty intense.
Sure.
And they went out to their cars, got their sidearms, and they were holding corridors so that people had a free flow of escape, and the bad guys couldn't pursue the innocents.
The military did not respond for 4 hours to them. And all those guys were hearing about it on the radio and everything, and all these sports shooters and expect guys and all these other guys, they ran out there, most of them either carrying a Glock or a CZ, and they held enough territory for long enough to get hundreds of people out of the mall.
Right.
Way before the military. And then in the end, they never caught the terrorists. They say the terrorists died in the ensuing attack at the mall, but, I never heard if they found bodies on that one. Well, that's all beside the point. When you take an offender and put him on defensive, at that point he don't have enough ammo to last.
That's right. Yeah, he can't stop the world that's headed after him. Have you? We do live in interesting times. I couldn't help but notice we finally had some constitutional conservatives look at the Biden administration and say, what the heck have you been doing using the government to assault your political opponents?
Yep.
What it started with Hunter's not even a slap on the wrist with his IRS and ATF treatment for firearms and taxes. GOA brought a lawsuit against ATF saying, what, you invented this zero tolerance policy to shut down gun stores. Any paperwork violation, no matter how trivial, was an excuse to pull an FFL. And they finally said, stop it. We're going you to court. What they also pointed out was that if you bring a lawsuit against the ATF, a lot of the people who did that seem to then have an unscheduled audit to see if they could be forced out of business. They said, that's nothing but political retribution.
Yep.
Stop it. This is the United States. Have you had anybody from GOA on to talk about that? I know you used to be close with them.
Not yet. I'm still waiting to see how this shakes out with the whole pistol brace thing, because I'm still and they're one of the ones that have they've had a successful suit against them. So I will be reaching out to them for a bunch of reasons, but haven't reached out to them yet on that one. No, sir.
Just my heart swelled when I said GOA. I gave those guys some money.
There you go.
Look, they're causing the Fed some problems.
That's well, ooh, money well spent.
Makes me feel so good.
Money well spent.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bang for the buck. We're about to run out of time, so are you going to be around next week?
No, I'm going to go help our friend Rick Ector.
Okay.
Brian trained 1,500 people in one weekend.
Okay, I got you. All right, so... we will catch up with Rob after he does that. One more time, if you can tell us how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. Bill, maybe I can sneak in later in the week and give you a field report about Rick Ector's event.
I would like that very much.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Thanks for joining me today.
Who's next?
Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Flapper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.